subject of money came up just now, didn't it? And
yeah.
Not seeing the evidence of it being... Not, if there's a filter there, if I don't really want to believe that I'm infinite or to realise that, I'll keep looking for the evidence of my limitation and I'll keep seeing it. In this case, it's financially... it came up in a financial way, but it yeah. could be in any particular situation, couldn't it? That I will only want to see evidence of not enoughness in some way, or not what I hoped it would be, or not what I want coming.
Yeah.
Are you with me?
Yeah, yeah.
Because if I'm either thinking in limited ways or I'm thinking in infinite ways, and there's no halfway. Like what it really means to be the infinite self is to realise you are not, it's not that you're an infinite being, you are the infinite being.
Mm.
Like as in there's only you. What does that really mean is that you can't run out of anything. That's actually to live from that knowing. If there's some unwillingness there still, which there is within all of us too, and until it's not, to not fully be aware of what that means.
Mm.
It's like, okay, I realise I'm the formless self, but I might still be believing that in my human daily existence I can run out of something, whether it be money, time, peace, joy, love, freedom, mm. whatever it is, right? Not enough of something.
Yeah.
So there has to be a switch over from, a conscious switch over from, okay, I want to now see the evidence of that infinite supply. Like, what does it actually mean if I'm formless and everywhere and I have infinite power? What does that actually mean, you know, in my day-to-day existence?
Yeah.
You know, like, where is it not, I know we spoke about it before, where is it not pervaded?
Yeah.
This knowingness that's been developing, where is it still being held at bay?
Mm.
And you can tell straight away where you're still believing in limitation. Yeah.
How do you do that?
It'd be where you're suffering.
Right.
Right. Or as we've been talking about in the group, you can look at the seven chakras and see which areas of life they correspond to.
Oh, right, okay, yeah.
You know, for me, a lot of it was financial, so it was a lot of root chakra, fear, survival, which we all have to a certain extent, but that can manifest as a physical illness that might threaten your life, so you have to realise.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not saying it's going to for you, but it will be presenting itself right now as the ordinary problems of your day-to-day life.
Yeah.
Not getting what you want in all areas.
Mm. Okay.
And it doesn't mean, you know, if you're comfortable financially, fair enough, it doesn't mean that you've absolutely realised the infinite supply. It could be simply that wherever thought is still going, whatever you're still thinking about, there's still some belief in limitation and lack.
Yeah.
Because if you're a separate being, even if you have realised you're not the body, but you still think on some level you're a separate soul, separate being, evolving through time and space through various bodies, that's still a limitation.
Mm-hmm.
And that will pervade into your daily existence as not enough of something.
Yeah.
Not enough understanding, not enough money, not enough time, not enough health, not enough energy, not enough friends, not enough love, you know, all the kind of ones that we'd obviously think about.
Mm-hmm.
Not enough enlightenment, even.
It'll
present itself that way.
Yeah, yeah.
Forgotten why I got on this rant. The point I was trying to make was that at some point there has to be a choice to switch over to see, all right, if I'm already infinite, I'm realising this more and more. I am the only thing that is here.
Mm.
What does that mean? I want to see the evidence of that. That's how you live the realisation.
Yeah.
If you keep sort of paying attention to the opposite evidence that you're limited and finite, you'll keep getting more and more of that.
Right, okay.
Does that make sense?
That does make sense.
If people think there's this special trick that enlightened beings have done to realise fully and to live from that place. But it's really just a, there isn't, it's really just an understanding of, I must already be infinite in every way.
Yeah.
Let me see the evidence of that now.
Yeah.
That I mustn't, some part of me must still be blinkered if I'm not seeing.
Yeah.
What does it mean, infinite supply? It means to live from a place of knowing that you can't run out of anything. Therefore, you don't have to expend any thought energy. If something is ending in your life, there must be something else coming in to replace it. To live from that knowingness that that is so, you don't even have to spend any time thinking about it. In terms of finances, because a lot of people do struggle in this area, if one form of income or some amount of money I've got is going down, it must be that something else is coming to replace that. How quick it shows up depends on how much you resist that change.
Yeah.
If you don't resist it at all, it'll show up before the other one runs out.
I've got you.
Because you're looking for the evidence of it, you're open to these new ways coming in. If you're looking for the evidence, perhaps without even realising, I'm still looking for the evidence of my finite, limited nature. You'll see that. This one's ending, and what am I going to do? This one's coming. This one's going down.
I can see over the last 4 days, I've been still asking the question, what am I? I've been still doing that.
Yeah. This right now is the answer to that, isn't
it? Yeah. And I can see how I've been gently going around and actually focusing on all the areas where there's lack.
Yeah.
Or where I think
it's cleaning up your life, isn't it? It's cleaning up, it's filtering through. If I really want to know what I am, it can't just be an inner thing.
Yeah.
Because the outer is the inner, they're the same. Or you could say the outer is a reflection. So it has to pervade all of your life if you really want to know what you are.
Yeah.
It has to completely destroy all limitation. You know, in all areas, and you'll find that that's what takes the time after the seeing.
Yeah.
Is how much am I willing to see that nothing has been like I thought it was? Meaning, I'm not limited in any way.
Yeah.
The physical body is limited in its expression. It's not going to suddenly grow wings and fly.
Yeah, yeah.
But you're not limited.
You
know, and if you jump off a very tall building, even once you're enlightened, you're still going to hit the ground and suffer.
Yeah, yeah.
You know. But to realise that you're not limited, life carries on in all the other bodies. You know.
Yeah. Now I've been going around all the things where I think there's...
If you notice, it will have been working its way down from the crown chakra downwards. The realisation, I am all that there is, and actually there isn't anything, there aren't any things, is the crown chakra fully open. I'm the source of existence, even. And then it'll come down to a clearer seeing of, in the third eye, of where in your life it's been hidden, or you've not wanted to see, because it can't really be hidden.
So the fact that I can now see these things...
And it is in the root chakra area, what we're talking about, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
There are other issues I won't mention on the recording.
Yeah.
Plus financial, the of the root chakra.
Right.
Survival instinct.
Yeah, yeah.
To see that even this, if I am I'm the infinite being and I really want to see this, I have to come to see in the end that survival, I can't run out of life. I can't run out of existence. Which is what survival is, isn't it? The fear that at some point my existence, even as a separate being, will end.
Yeah.
Or could be threatened.
Yeah, yeah.
By some great external self that's going to come and swallow me up in this mythical confrontation that we all imagine is so.
Yeah, yeah.
But this is it right now, isn't it? It's the root chakra fully opening. You could say there are sets of, I'm going to go into it in satsang more, but there are sets of beliefs for a closed root chakra and an open one. Mm. The open, well, we all know the closed root chakra, don't we? Mm. I don't have enough. I can't survive. I'm going to die.
Yeah.
All of the, we're all quite familiar. Life is hard. Got to work for a living. Struggle. Mm. And then the realization must be in the end. Is the fullness of your realization pervades all the energetic system in your life, that can never run out of anything. And I never have. I've just imagined.
Yeah.
It has to force its way through your life, because most times we don't really want to see.
So just by asking that question, it has allowed me to be able to see where it was hidden from me still.
Yeah. It can't be hidden, can it? Because if you are all that exists, it can't be hidden from you. Nothing can be hidden.
Or I was unaware of before.
Didn't want to see. So there's this sudden, obvious, wow, I am all that exists. And then there's this also, at the same time, this paradoxical, slow, gradual filtering through of all that it means for you.
Mm.
And on an emotional level, it means the absence of fear. You're unable to feel fear at all anymore.
Mm.
If you can't ever stop existing, that's got to be very peaceful, and you wouldn't, mm-hmm. blissful, you wouldn't have any fear, ability to be scared.
Mm-hmm.
Even when the body dissolves.
Mm-hmm.
On a financial level, it wouldn't necessarily manifest as millions or winning the lottery, which we all think of as abundance, but just so that you're just so sure that life's going to take care of you that you never give it a second thought.
Mm-hmm.
You might still plan a monthly budget. You might still save, you might still have life insurance and all that, but you won't ever lie awake again at night worrying
about it.
What's going to come in.
Yeah.
And focusing only on what's ending.
Yeah, yeah.
Are you with me?
Yeah, I'm with you.
And you also know the nature of the manifestation, the appearance of it all, is more.
Mm.
So however it's changing, it has to be more expansive in its appearance, more abundant in its appearance than it was.
Yeah.
So there's a relaxation that comes with that as you sort of get that on a deeper level.
Mm.
No matter what I do for the rest of this existence, it's going to unfold to be better than it is now.
Mm.
Even if the transition looks a bit dodgy.
Yeah.
Like when things ending, like, ooh.
Yeah.
But if you know with conviction that you can never run out of anything, because it's not even that you have infinite supply, it's that you are the infinite supply.
Mm.
That's a very different thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
This is the answer to your question.
Mm.
It's been pervading the root chakra, all the chakras, and it's now down to the root area.
Yeah.
Which will affect your body around that area and your finances and everything that's, if you look at all the organs and tissues and everything, there'll be a clearing of that area.
Mm.
And with that, there's a maturation that happens, a feeling of just being established as that self, as it's worked through most of the system.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The fascination with the question was your desire to go beyond the limitation.
Yeah.
Finally.
Yeah.
I can feel it still niggling in other places.
Yeah, yeah. That's cool, isn't it, really, isn't it?
And this urge arises to ask this question, because I don't want to be limited anymore.
Mm.
And I want to clear through all of the outer, in inverted commas.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you might know that I'm the former self. I've seen it so many times. I can check in, I can realise it. I know that I'm all that exists. But then you might look at your bank account and go, ooh. And there's a slight twinge.
Yeah.
Stuff. It might not be absolute panic anymore.
Yeah.
Not that I'm saying that's what's happening to you.
No.
You get the idea.
It's quite funny, because there was a few thoughts around, well, I'm asking a question, but not a lot is happening at the moment. That's quite funny.
The answer, your life is the living answer to the contemplation, yeah. You know.
Yeah.
The thought answers you've lost interest in a long time ago when we started doing, when you started looking at the question.
Mm.
And then the emotional answers you get fascinated with, there's more peace, there's more joy, there's more. And then you become aware that it's also pervading on a physical level. You might not have been, because the physical, emotional, mental are the same. Same thing. So it has to be working through. An extension of our physical body is our financial body, you could say. Our relationship body, you know, whether it be intimate relationships or friends or co-workers and all that. You know, so it'll be working its way through all of that. It's just whether we're paying attention or not.
Yeah, I was actually thinking the other day, I haven't actually got many friends.
I didn't mean it like that.
No, generally, I haven't got that many friends.
Because it's been within us all this urge to stay closed, you know, to... But it's such a question that you're asking. It has to fully ripen in all of your life. And you ask that question, what am I? You have to begin to see it all. That I am every body.
Yeah.
In the space between us, with every body.
Mm.
And you can't help but get more friends then, or be more friendly.
Yeah.
Because you, that person is you.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you be friends with them? Why wouldn't you like them? Why wouldn't you feel comfortable around them?
Yeah.
It doesn't mean you're going to go hug everyone. There's some people you still would rather not spend time with, of course.
Yeah.
But that is love spreading out, isn't it, for you?
Yeah, because I can feel I can interact with people a lot better than I used to. Just on a very, like, if you're going to a shop, and speaking to someone years ago was quite a... I deliberately did not want to speak to anyone.
Yeah.
Which has changed because I finally have these random conversations with people now, and it just happens, and it's just quite nice, you know. And I'm not under any stress anymore trying to invent a conversation, it just kind of happens, you know.
Because you're more and more comfortable with your own self, you know, how it's appearing as you, as Ian MacArthur. Just totally comfortable with the. It doesn't mean you don't see there are any flaws, and it doesn't mean that you don't see that you have. Positive aspects, there'll be some things you know you're good at, some things you want to get better at, but it's not held in a, this is wrong, I shouldn't be doing this, it's more like, here's how it could open up more and flower more into more, you know, that, if you can see that the answer to your question is happening, you'll be ever able to recognise what's right in front of you, which is the evidence of your infinite nature already.
Well, it's really funny because I was almost seen as slightly negative that all these things were coming round again. That's quite funny, isn't it? It's not, is it? It's a sign that you've actually stayed with the question.
Yeah, it's actually the fruits now. The benefits of...
That's really weird, isn't it?
Because if you can only sit in an ashram, nothing wrong with an ashram, don't get me wrong. If you can sit in an ashram with your eyes closed or in your front room only with your eyes closed and feel bliss, that's not realisation, is it?
No.
And you step out the door and you're frustrated at the drivers in front of you and you're sweating when you get to the cash machine and there isn't enough. That's not realisation. It has to be...
Everything.
And I don't know about you, but I'm greedy, I want it all. I want it to pervade every area of my life. Leave no stone unturned. And that same desire will come in the form of a question. You can't hold a question like that and still believe in limitations if you stay with it.
It's the
beauty of contemplation. I think we'll see more and more people interested in it because it's not something you sit and do with your eyes closed, although it can be. It's you living your life noticing where it ain't working. Or isn't working as well as it could be.
It's just noticing in your life where there's conflict, isn't there, kind of thing? And you've still got some angst about it.
Where do I still want something and why?
Yeah.
And it's not wrong to want something, but what do I really want?
Because I know now that I can sit for hours now in a room somewhere and meditate or contemplate, and I'll be, after a while, I'll be just perfectly happy. I know I can do that quite, not being, I can do it fairly easily.
It's true.
You know?
Yeah.
But then that's not going to help me as I'm going about my life, is it? You know what I mean?
That hunger will then arise within us all. I want to feel in the middle of the supermarket when somebody runs over my foot with a trolley.
Yeah.
I want to feel the same way I do when I'm sat on my own, my eyes closed.
Yeah.
I don't ever want anyone to run over my foot with a trolley.
Yeah.
But I don't want to ever be able to lose this state. And I want it to so completely pervade everywhere.
Yeah.
And funnily enough, when it does, nobody runs over your foot with a trolley. But not because you're avoiding anything.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's I feel it's what we're really here in this generation to... I know we've talked about it before, but to embody that, to be real, visible, living examples of that.
Not reclusive, kind of
thing. In a very simple, ordinary way. Mm. Like right now, just sitting with a cuppa, having a natter.
Yeah.
You know, rather than... Understandably, don't get me wrong, enlightened beings have felt the need to withdraw from the world. Perhaps the world wasn't ready for that level of consciousness then. And there are still people that think I'm crazy, as you know, and are quite vocal about that. But there is... it is now time to challenge that paradigm that to be awake is to withdraw from the world, I think, you know, to... Why should it be so?
Mm.
If you are the world, why do you need to withdraw from it?
Yeah.
And there's some limitation there of I can't cope with being enlightened and being in the world. There's still some difference there in the to see.
Limitation, isn't it?
Always? Yeah. To eventually to the point where you don't think about anything at all, because you've realised your infinite nature in every area. If you look at what you're thinking about, it's about what I want and need, or feel I haven't got.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Even enlightenment itself, if I still feel I need more of it, I need it to deepen, I need it to mature.
You'd experience that straight away, won't you?
Say again?
You create that straight away, won't you?
Yeah. You'll be not there immediately. You'll be not there. Totally and absolutely needing more realisation. Which is why I started this. You've got to be willing to see the evidence that you're already there.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
And it's the one area that none of us want to admit we're actually quite awake already. I had my own struggle with that, you know.
Yeah. You create your own reality, don't you?
Immediately, absolutely.
I've been doing this I've been doing some odd jobs around the house recently. And on one occasion I just had the flash thought that this is going to go not so well.
And it immediately happened.
It immediately did not go well. And then I did roughly the same kind of just putting shelves up and thing, then put another shelf up and said, this is going to go okay. Flashed up. And it went smooth as anything. So like, you do, you create it all, don't you?
In the deepest realisation, you won't be able to believe either of those thoughts.
Mm.
Therefore, you won't create
that
experience.
Yeah, I've got you.
Everything just goes swimmingly.
You don't even have a thought.
Even if it's something that from other people would look at and go, that's a really bad thing.
Mm.
It's not seen that way, because it's just the unfoldment of, you know, so... You're either experiencing, there's two types of thoughts basically, or even that's not really true. There's one type of thought that is of limitation, of what it means to be a separate being.
Yeah.
Even a separate being that is, you know, almost fully realised the self, is still limitation.
Yeah.
If I know what I am, if I think I know what I am, and then I'm still believing in limitation, that self-realization could be experienced through one brain, one thought, oh, I know what I am now.
It's different, isn't it?
The unlimited thinking infinite thinking, it just becomes, there's nothing, what else is there for you to think about? Mm. What could you want to achieve, have, or be, or get, or do, that you aren't already,
mm.
you know? I want to experience my infinite nature. Well, you already are, you're just not seeing it.
Yeah, so
it becomes... That's why the mind eventually stops, because it...
Yeah.
You've worked through every area of your life and seen the infinite.
Mm.
Like, if you know, if you recognise, but about 3 or 4 months ago, you were talking a lot about love. You wanted to know what love was.
Mm.
Or maybe slightly before that, which was when it was working through the heart chakra.
Mm.
And it's come all the way down, hasn't it, now?
Yeah. Actually, a lot of my, some of my, the pains I was having in my stomach and have actually gone down low now.
Mm-hmm.
Or they're not even, a lot of them have actually gone. Just a little bit. But it is lower down now.
Yeah, it's not a linear, like, it's not, you know, the truth isn't going, right, I've worked through the heart chakra, now moving down to the soul. It'll be all of them it's working right, through. Okay. But you'll notice an absence of limitation in that area as it's kind of fully pervaded.
Right.
You know that?
Yeah.
you'll be aware of where there is still some belief in limitation. Your body will tell you. If I break my leg, fall over and break my leg, then I obviously still believe there's some limit towards me moving forward or stepping forward, or on some level there's some limitation to my, as self, my movement forward.
Yeah.
You know, not as a person anymore, a separate being.
Ah, well, okay. Because I've been having pains in my Achilles and ankle. Mm. Like, oh, football, well, you know, you just think they're all football kind of injuries, but that could be like we're going forward, couldn't it?
Yeah, well, you're literally stepping. Mm. It's, your body is a walking, talking, thinking metaphor for reality.
Yeah.
We'll go into it more in satsang, the healing, but you can get a rough idea. If it's my arms, what do I feel I can't carry?
Mm.
If it's my back, I don't feel supported. If it's my brain, I feel confused and overwhelmed with life. You're controlling life, you know, and you can kind of, you can get a sense of it, can't you, where it is?
Yeah. Yeah. Very true.
The chakra system, the descriptions will give you an idea of what it is you're still struggling with if you're not sure. All of his hairs work.
Yeah.
Good stuff. It's almost, you can feel the sense of, well, for me, it was the sense of, I can feel it's almost done working its way through. You won't even notice when it's finished.
Yeah.
Because there'll be no thought about what else needs to be seen.
Yeah.
You know, it's just, it just kind of fades into the background.
Mm.
Especially the more you stay with a question like, what am I? What is Christ that you started with? Either of those, it's got to bear fruit eventually.
Mm.
It's just been willing to see that.
See the fruit, when it's right in front of your face.
To a certain extent, we all have this huge belief that it can't happen for me.
Mm.
I can't wake up fully here. Me, just be here.
Yeah.
This person in Batley or whatever, right?
Mm.
So until we've really looked at that, we won't really want to see. On some level, we do, because we're in satsang and we're asking. On another level,
there's a count.
If I can't really believe that I could be just like the Buddha, or Krishna, then I'm not gonna see it when it's right in front of me.
Yeah, that's quite big, isn't it? Yeah.
And especially if we have a stereotype that to be Buddha or Krishna is to withdraw from the world.
Mm.
Or to only spend your time teaching. That's all. You know, that all Buddhas teach. Mm. Buddha doesn't mean teacher, Buddha means awakened being.
Yes,
So, awakened being might be running a car showroom, or might be a nurse in a hospital, or any occupation that you can think of. It's just that most of them that we remember are teachers.
Yeah.
Because the other ones just quietly went about their life.
Yeah, yeah.
And were
yeah.
quite happy.
Not recorded, is it?
Yeah.
No. True. Thank you.